I'm going to open the meeting.
I think they're my goal, Rhoda. Oh, 41.
Call this meeting to order.
Yeah.
Put on by another alternate brewery.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to call the meeting to order. It's 5:02, or according to the clock, anyway. Can you call roll, please, Colt?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. All right. We have George Dalton.
Here.
Don Milligan. She asked about Zoom password earlier, but I responded to her. I don't see her on Zoom, though. Aldine Kilborn.
Here.
Janet Richardson.
Here.
Julie Jones.
Here.
Karen Erickson, you said...
She told us last time that she would not be here because
right.
She had to go for the eye appointment
in Arizona.
We were going to
see her next year, yep.
Yeah.
Amy Stratman.
Here.
Jeff Jacobson.
Here.
All right.
All right. We have a quorum. So then approval of the regular minutes from October 4th. Did anyone see anything that needed to be changed at all?
This is Julie. Move to approve the minutes for the October 4 meeting.
Second, Amy.
All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay, they're passed as is. Approval of the agenda. I would like to add an item under open agenda, and I'll just tell you about it rather than try and give something. I'm going to talk in open agenda, so... Anybody else?
I could speak under communication to the commission. I have a 5:30 meeting I need to go to.
Sure. Sure. Anybody else? With that, can I get a motion to approve as amended the agenda, please?
Move to approve the agenda of the November 1 meeting as amended. Julie Jones.
Second, Amy.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay, moving on. Citizens' comments. I don't think we have any. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you. As I said before, I was going to put in my capital budget request $10,000 for cemetery monuments or headstones. And this was the I was going to present to the council. The second page that you will see is the actual budget that I presented to the mayor. Unfortunately, budget out, backside of that, there was no funding for the cemetery headstone. This year we're doing things a little bit differently, so I'm not able to bring any visuals to the council presentation, so we won't see this. I was going to use this as a selling point of how nice this looks with headstones and crosses, and to give another $10,000 to keep the momentum going. But
I don't get to send them to them anonymously.
You can.
So I will collect them and send them.
I can send this to you electronically.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I can't bring any, none of the directors can bring any.
That's fine. I'll send it because I want them to see exactly what we did and why we'd love to have some more money.
I think you guys are doing great. You're a hardworking group, and I'd hate for this momentum to die away before we get more headstones out there and firmly, you know, here where these people are resting.
Okay.
Thank
Super.
You,
Thank you, Jeff.
Sure.
And if you will remember to send that to me. Events and public relations. The Facebook post that Colt did was awesome. Yes, Julie.
Wait, can we finish up with Jeff?
Yes.
Okay,
sorry.
So thanks for what you said, but does that mean that there's no chance or you have a chance to pitch it at a meeting?
I can verbally talk about that I had requested this, but I didn't ask the council to do that, but I can't show them the pictures.
Understood. But so once you do the verbal, if... It's so it ends up being like a budget amendment at a meeting somewhere,
no,
or
it's a budget presentation to the council before the budget is formalized.
Okay.
So there's no amendments other than they can add and subtract things that they go session.
Okay.
And so if you want to present some information about what you've accomplished and the need that you have for it, that will kind of just sort of rest. It's not like it's easier if it's included in the budget versus
sure, because they can always cut it out. But getting it to put in is what so I just wondered what the process is for that, and if Jeff, do we need to show up at a finance committee meeting,
there's no
public? Okay, just curious how that works.
You know, I will present, the request.
Yeah.
Whether they choose to take action at that meeting, that's fine.
Okay.
But then there's public testimony for the two meetings, November 27th and December 11th, in which you can get public testimony about the meeting.
The 27th and the 11th of November or December 11th?
November 27th and 11th, December 11th.
December, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying that.
This is what you will present, though.
I will be using the mayor's budget.
Oh.
And as they go over it, I would just say that one of the projects that was not funded was a request for $10,000.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get it.
To see if somebody wants to add that in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yes, thank you. I just want to say that the postings that you do are awesome, Cole. So thank you very, very, very much. Really appreciate it. Because I've had two people comment about it. Oh, that looks, what did you do? It was like, cool. Anybody else want to say anything? All right. Financial updates. Anything that we need to... know as far as financial updates in here?
Did you get the application in?
Yes.
So the bed tax application was turned in. I just made the request for the same amount as last year, which I think was 13,000 something based on we have to give a line, a narrative, a budget narrative. So based on the budget narrative of how many stones we would purchase with that funding. And, so yeah, I think it was 13,500.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Aldine did get a chance to look over the application for errors, and then I made the 7 copies and the original and brought it over to City Hall and delivered it last week, well before the deadline.
Thank you, Julie, ever so much.
You're welcome, and thank you, Aldine, for being the sounding board.
Aldine, we do have someone else who joined in. It says iPad. And
is it Janet? I mean, is it
we have Janet or Dawn?
Dawn?
It's Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Dawn has joined.
Okay, great, Dawn. We're, I don't know, did you see the budget? Excuse me, did you see the agenda in your packet as an email, Dawn?
No, I haven't been getting, I didn't get an email from you guys since September.
Make a note, find out.
So what we just talked about was events in public. Jeff talked about what he's going to present, asking for, even though it wasn't part of the mayor's budget, another $10,000 would give us another 30 markers if we could manage. And we talked about the fact that there was a Facebook post about Peter Conley's marker and that Colt did, and we're on... financial updates, which Julie just, I don't know if you heard Julie.
I did. I heard Julie's part. I've never did a Zoom, so I'm not sure what went wrong.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Unfinished business, the sample sign layout. You aren't here to see this, but we have the most amazing picture that Amy got. We approved her to buy it off of eBay. It is awesome. So,
I'm good to hear that.
Hopefully you can see it at the January meeting, if nothing else.
Dawn, I just forwarded you directly, and I'll check and see if your email hasn't been updated in the group. When I send this out, I do it to the Clay Street Commission email group that's set up through Microsoft. Mm-hmm. So I'll see if yours isn't in there. But I did and just forward it to you directly.
Okay, I just got that.
That. Okay, so there I did update that to include the photo.
Good.
Oh, you know what? The one I sent before didn't have it. So let me forward you Amy's email, because that has the file for the image.
Yes, you may. Thanks.
Have a good meeting.
So the printed version we'll see you in January. We're not meeting December.
The printed,
right, I remember.
The printed version we have of the meeting here includes a photo printout from her attachment, but it wasn't in the one that I just forwarded you from a week ago. So refresh that in a moment, and you'll see her awesome photo that she purchased.
Corey,
can we talk about the sign since we're on that for a second?
Yes.
Okay, so I did communicate with the sign manufacturer because, you know, we prepaid for that, and they occasionally send me an email and ask me how it's going, and I let them know. I said, hey, I've been holding the graphics on the cone sign because even though it's ready, because it was kind of a bulk order with the, you know, should I go ahead and pull the trigger on that? And they said, we're not concerned. You know, you obviously would incur extra shipping if we did that. So if you want to wait and do it all at once, then we're good with that since you prepaid. And I said, okay, you know, and let me know if anything changes. And so the thing that I wanted to remind the committee is that the final layout, I would like to get the hard copy of the photo so that the graphic artist can scan it with her machinery because she wants to try to do a couple zoom-ins to see how her eye feels about it, if she can get to where we can see those grave markers and stuff, to see if we can get an enhancement. I do like to see the river view. That was my opinion as one of the viewpoints, is to see the river in relationship with that and the mill buildings in the town. But it would be neat to see how a zoomed in one would work, even as an excerpt. And so I'm going to let her play with that over the winter. And then in addition, of course, the new drone photo that would include a lot more of those white crosses will have a really high impact. It's just a shame we missed it while this grass was so green. But I think that if, Janet, there might be more white crosses going in the spring. Is that right? Or yeah, so, you know, we'll have even more. And it would be nice to get that really good photo. So I think it's worth waiting for. And so that's the report on the sign that I have. Everything's fine, even though we're running. I'm taking a long time to do it.
Querying monument orders.
It's going well.
It's going well.
Yeah, can I report on that real quick?
Yes.
I did hear from them today with another proof. I just haven't sent it on to you guys yet. So they did a couple back and forths. They had questions. Janet has been adding some different emblems, and so they were concerned. Some of the emblems in their files are designed for really big monuments, and they didn't think that they would turn out once they're reduced down. They could... what can happen is the machine is a laser cutter, but it, a chunk can bust out if there's too much detail. And so they did write and were concerned that one of those was, you know, wouldn't work. But they were willing to try to make a more simple line drawing of it and send it back to us. So that was one thing that came up. And then they did go through and make all the edits that we gave them for the first round of editing, and there's another rendering up today, so I'll be sending that over in the next day or so for everyone to look at, and we'll take it into the next round. Mm-hmm. How many are in this? How many did we just order?
42.
Yeah, congratulations, you guys.
I got more too.
Yeah, I've got more too.
Good.
Okay, new business. The reimbursing of Amy Stratman for the 1930s. What does C of F stand for? City of Fairbanks. I'm like, God, what is that? Aerial photo purchase. But it was more than $15.99. What was the total, Amy?
Because shipping and whatnot, of course. $27,000.
The receipt on the email. $15.99. Plus shipping. Plus so it's 19 something. It was $19.94, $15.99 plus $3.95 shipping.
So I would entertain a motion that we authorize Colt to
$19.90.
1954, is that what you
1994.
Said? 1994. Yeah.
1994? So this is Julie. I recommend, I would like to make a motion to reimburse Amy Stratman in the amount of 1994 for the purchase of the aerial photo once she submits her receipt to the city representative that will get it off to finance.
Need a second?
I second it.
Thank you.
All right. Coach. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right. So, Cole, you'll take care of that.
Can I talk about how the photo?
Yes.
What the photo? Okay. So on eBay, the description was 1930s aerial photo of Fairbanks. And so I thought for sure it was going to be a 1936 photo from the B-10 squadron that came up here during that time frame. But upon further research and upon getting the photo in the mail, on the back of the photo it says, official photograph, Air Corps U.S. Army, Flight F, 1st Photo Squadron, Fort Lewis, Washington. That was not on eBay, so that was a surprise to me. So it was a different squadron altogether that took the photo. And then when I did a little more building research, I noticed that Barthel's Brewery was not in the photo. It burned down in 1940. And on the front of this, there's something that indicates that it could have been taken 7 of 1941. So I believe it is a 1941 photo based on the back of the photo of Flight F 1st Photo Squadron and the fact that Barthel's Brewery is not in the photo.
Super. Good job, Amy.
And also based on that, we can probably do additional research on that photo squadron, and maybe more will come up in
so,
the search.
So yeah. Whoever was advertising it said it was from the 1930s, and
right.
Then on the front, what is it? Was there something
there's
on there?
There's some numbers you can see in your copy,
mm-hmm.
Some random numbers. And
it
then,
says 6741, though.
Yeah.
Right, so that could be the date.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
So... yeah, yeah. That they said the 30s. Okay.
Yes.
To borrow the original. Yeah.
Yes, I have it here.
We have, so.
Yeah,
I have it here.
I'm sure at some point we'd like to get that blown up and put in the hallways here.
Oh, that I don't think so either. I think it just would be awesome.
You know, if this is the 1941, that means there's a 1936 out there somewhere.
Yes, someplace.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Anybody else want to say anything?
Particularly about this? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, moving on to the open agenda. I have had a request from someone who likes our monuments that we have that are raised and whatnot, mm-hmm. And they want to know if they pay $350 if they can order one.
I'll say, why not?
Well.
I mean, piggyback it on the... our order?
We just piggyback it, I mean, any differently than we do for any other, like Peter Conley or anybody.
Sure.
Yeah, if they make the donation.
If they make the donation.
But they want it themselves.
Yeah.
But it's
not to go, it's not, it can't go in Clay Street.
Yeah, that might be a little more complicated.
I think it would probably be more appropriate, because otherwise it turns into, like, the city's a pass-through for them to make a personal purchase.
Yeah.
Really, you should just...
give them the contact
them
information,
rep,
and they can buy their own.
If it doesn't change our shipping rate or whatever, I mean, having them ship together whenever they do that is fine. But I think that my initial gut feeling is the city shouldn't be a pass through for something.
Okay, well,
purchase.
But
making that connection to help them.
Yeah,
exactly.
I,
which product?
If you could send me that,
I would
info.
Have to agree. Yeah, I thought that maybe they already had a relative at the
not
and
at
they
Clay
wanted
Street,
to replace
no.
it or something. I
yeah.
apologize.
So
okay.
contact and then whatever products,
mm-hmm. yeah,
product
the info.
Number, that's what they like.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody else, open agenda. Julie, do you have something?
Oh, I did want to say, I did send an email to Colt today asking if the payment had been made for the order, you know, so that we
right.
could take the capital fund down to zero. And he said yes, but I get these confusing emails from acquiring your monthly statement, you know, It looked like we still owed money for maybe the 400 and something, or for the 9,000, because one of them had a negative and one had a positive, and then there was a balance due. So I wrote back to Quiring to ask them to clarify, and if they got the checks or not, because
they
there
might
were
not have gotten the last one. The last
there was the Johnston
closing this check batch was last Tuesday is when it was due.
Mm-hmm.
So it got submitted by Tuesday, and I think within a couple of days, Begging Finance was issued.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was in Washington.
Correct.
So I don't know when you got that statement, but it probably went in the mail.
Right, and I think the statement just came out, you know, this weekend or the last 2 days or something.
Dated for the
end of October, today, yeah. So so I just wanted them to clarify if they didn't. I asked them if they had gotten it yet, and I asked him. So I'll let Colt know if something comes up from them, and I'll keep an eye on it with them that they got it, because I know that it was sent and it submitted. So.
Yeah, the payment was processed. It fully exhausted the remainder of the capital fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there was, as we discussed, $11 additional.
That had to be taken out of the bed tax or the Clay Street Cemetery
Finance
Fund.
Is the one that generates this report. I think it's copy and paste of the reimbursed for Clay Street. That's not what that description is. But regardless, that is the extra amount that came out of the main report.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of that.
Oh, the $11. Okay. Thanks. Okay, so I just wanted to put that on the record that we're going to track that.
Okay.
And what else?
Nope. So I have one last thing, unless there's somebody else that wants to say something. So I am doing a presentation to the Fairbanks Genealogical Society about homesteading in Alaska. And don't ask me how, but I found this report that was done, I think, in 2002 by this organization that is at Fort Collins, Colorado, at the university there. They are responsible for going to each military base and determining all kinds of historical bits and pieces of information. And this particular report was about the homesteads that were appropriated by the President of the United States and the military to get these homesteads for Fort Wainwright. Well, the most interesting thing is there's all kinds of people in there, some of whom are buried in Clay Street Cemetery, mm-hmm. and there's information about them that we didn't know at all,
nice.
Couldn't find. I mean, I can't find how some of these bits and pieces of information are in there, because Janet's looked, I've looked, I haven't asked Amy, but the information says it's in a certain paper. We can't even find an edition of that paper, but it quotes the articles. You know, I mean, like, they took it verbatim out of this newspaper, and things like where they were born, when they died, how they died. I mean, stuff that we don't have. It's just, I'm so excited about it. So I had to report that.
Where are you having your meeting?
At the Mining Museum.
So, okay. So you got access through the Genealogical Society to this information?
No, it's online. I found it. I just started hunting for homesteading in Alaska.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I don't know how it just popped up. I'm so excited about it. Because it's like about 80 pages.
Wow.
And I mean, there's all these maps. There's all these, they're biographies about people. I mean, it's just interesting. So.
Well, it sounds like the homesteaders had a good network.
Well, I thought I was doing it about all of Alaska. There aren't that many in all of Alaska, but there's sure a lot of them around here. So. Anyway.
On our last records maintenance day, we had a lot of work in the clerk's office going through our room of stuff. We came across one box that's really all WD related, and it may be things that all we've already seen this. the side out of the room and I have it behind my desk. Be up here tonight before you leave my computer to you. You can at least peruse and say, yeah, let me take this and get it back to you.
Well, I'll come back. I'll come down next week and just help go through it. Maybe you wanted to. Maybe, I mean, anybody does.
That sounds really exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's our missing general plot in the South.
I don't care if I've seen it before. I want to see it again.
I hope so.
Yeah, I want to see it.
All right. Fresh eyes are ready.
All right. So the next meeting, anybody else have something for open agenda?
Yeah, while we're talking about research, I was researching Anita DeMartinez. And when I got her inquest records, there were three things handwritten in there of who was contacted about her death. One was a godfather. One was a brother-in-law named Eduardo Cordero in Santa Barbara, California. And one was St. Vincent's nunnery Santa Barbara. So I thought, she may have been an orphan there. So I pulled up St. Vincent's online. They have an archivist. And I emailed the archivist, and he got back to me right away. And he said that I needed to fill out a government form and put something on the letterhead from the city. And so I contacted Colt, and he very quickly sent a letterhead of, my request and the story of what we're doing and what we knew about Anita, and filled out the form, and I sent that to the archivist at St. Vincent's, and he emailed me right back, said he would start looking at it, and I got an email back from him right before this meeting started, and he found her.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we have her birth year. She had two sisters also admitted to the convent or the orphanage. He gave me their names, and the Eduardo Cordero I found on somebody's family tree in Santa Barbara's wife's name was Josefina Martinez, and that's Anita's sister.
Oh, how awesome, Janet. That is so great. We've been trying for years to find this information out.
So, I'll dig a little deeper on that family tree and see if I can't get maybe at least a birth month. But he said she was born in Santa Barbara in 1877.
Congratulations.
So, oh, that is awesome.
So
thank you,
Colt, too, for helping with that.
Welcome. Yes, for sure. Anything else? I'm adjourning the meeting. It's 5:30.
Okay.
Thank you.